This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry. This is, oh, man. A lot of crap happened this weekend. A lot. And these shootings, I got to watch my language. And I apologize if my words are just too close to cuss words because I'm not allowed to cuss yet. Pretty soon, I'll ask the FCC if we could cuss, because when it comes to these killings in El Paso, Dayton, Ohio, you know, I think we're at the point where we are done. We are done with the killings. We are done with the shootings. We are done with being sitting ducks. And I'm just watching the news, which is making me even more mad. Everybody's trying to blame, you know, well, this classmate never said anything, or it's Trump's fault, or this person got a gun because the gun law wasn't strict enough. And you see all this, all these other conversations, and I get it. When you're mad and you're going through a grieving period and you're scared, you want to focus your energy and focus your anger you're intellectualizing in a way. I think that's a psychological term for it, where you're trying to focus all that energy on something that you think you could attack. And you're going to start hearing the rhetoric and, you know, people blaming everybody and their mother when we really need to kind of blame ourselves. Okay, we did this. We have a society right now where you could have a student who was it the Dayton, Ohio student? Let me get his name here. The one that has a rape list. Okay, hold on a second. We have two. Connor Betts. Former classmates. I said, oh, he was a nice guy. I didn't know much about him. But then we find out he was suspended because he compiled a hit list of people who wanted to kill and people who wanted to rape. Now, when you look at James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, he had fantasized about killing people, made that apparent. So we have people very open about wanting to kill and rape. And what do we do? What do we do with these people? Well, it's not politically correct. We don't want to, you know, profile and, you know, we don't want to, you know, commit somebody of a crime when they haven't done one yet. And that's kind of our approach. We have crazy people out there, some real whack jobs, and everyone's like, well, he's weird. I'm going to stay to myself. Now, this other gentleman, so by the way, I just a big shout out to first responders who stopped this shooter within 55 seconds, I think, of him starting to shoot. And then we have Patrick Sirius is his name. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, who did the El Paso shooting. From what I understand, I mean, he drove 10 hours to do that shooting. I mean, so we have some real, real whack jobs that decide to, you know, express themselves before they do the killing. Apparently, there's a manifesto with the El Paso shooter. He posted a manifesto about 19 minutes before authorities heard the first 911 call on his shooting. Apparently, he had a detailed plan to separate America into territories by race. He said it warned that white people were being replaced by foreigners. And so he had a plan saying if we get rid of enough people, then our way of life can be more sustainable. Now, I mean, you know, credit to first responders and FBI and anybody else that's, you know, trying to monitor social media. It's a sea of crap that's being posted every day. How do you know that one manifesto or one, you know, statement is going to allude to the next shooter? But, I mean, I got kids. I have neighbors. I have good friends. Students, people I really, really care about, And I don't want anybody walking into a Walmart, you know, trying to go to a club, walking into a movie theater, going to school, you know, thinking that they're going to be shot. I mean, you know, you're hearing parents say we should homeschool. Or people say, let's just shop online. I mean, we will just completely destroy our society if we don't handle our approach to people who are whack jobs and killers differently. And what is our approach to protecting ourselves? I mean, as a parent, when I heard, you know, what happened with Sandy Hook, I mean, I was ready to stand in front of my kid's door, you know, with my rifle. I'm going to protect my kid when they're in school. Screw that. I'm not going to wait for somebody to come in and shoot my kid. When September 11th happened, you know, I had to drop my kid off at daycare. I had a full day, and I was like, no, I'll keep him by me, okay? You know, we're going to start building a human shield and, you know, just, we got to go back to our animal roots. You know, I don't care how dressed up and beautiful we look in a dress or tie or heels. We are humans and we have some nasty, let's do Lion King, okay? Let's imagine the Lion King prairies and we got these hyenas running around the place wanting to kill everybody. And we're hoping Mufasa saves us. Well, we don't always have a Mufasa. We got some damn good Mufasas out there. And congrats again to first responders in El Paso and Dayton, you know, Ohio for doing what they did. But we just don't have enough of them. And I know the police aren't going to want me to say everybody arm up or whatever. But, I mean, it is going to be on us to protect ourselves. Remember there was a shooter in an Oregon mall. And so, you know, I don't think there's a lot of concealed carry flexibility. I don't think anybody had a concealed carry except there was an off-duty military or cop there at the mall. So he hid behind a column, pulled his weapon, aimed it at the shooter. The shooter saw that, stopped, and killed himself. And so thank God there was an off-duty cop who was able to stop this. And it took him before first responders could get there. And so, I don't know. I don't know how Israel does it. You know, I mean, Israel is dealing with constant bombardment of threats, et cetera, but they have a huge armed presence. Not that I want National Guard in the schools, but, you know, I see one security officer here and another security officer there. And, you know, while we can't have guns, you know, honestly, the biggest career opportunity and the most room for growth right now is security. And I say we explode the crap out of that sector and we just put security all over. If not, you're going to have a lot of us parents and a lot of us Walmart goers want to arm up ourselves because we're tired of this BS. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, a little bit later, we've had some callers ask about marijuana on the job. And there's a new law in Nevada that prevents employers from not hiring you and rejecting you if you showed up positive for marijuana. And on the other hand, though, we had a report that marijuana users are more likely to be fired or laid off. And so even though we've legalized marijuana, there's this big kind of debate on what do we do at work? You know, what do we do for liability? And we're going to be talking about that a little more later in the hour. But one thing that has definitely been making news is this hepatitis A outbreak. And, you know, it made a little bit of news last year. And then it stopped. You didn't hear much about it because it was all about the measles. And then we had, you know, mumps outbreak. And that really wasn't sexy, so people didn't talk about the mumps outbreak. Yet, here we are. Florida has declared a public health emergency over its ballooning hepatitis A cases. Now, I bring this up, even though we're going to be talking more about marijuana a little bit later in the show, but hepatitis A can be spread by poor hygienic practices. Poor hygienic practices in fast food, in restaurants, also in homeless populations, etc. And so here we have Philadelphia has declared a public health emergency. Philadelphia apparently has had over 154 cases. I'm waiting to see the numbers coming in from Florida, but the numbers are staggering. And hepatitis A originally started in 2016. There was, I think, the most recent outbreak started then. They said it was over, but cases kept on surfacing. It started in Southern California. They believe it happened during in some of the homeless populations after bags were, one theory is after plastic bags were banned in California, the homeless people would be going through the garbage and using those bags to potty in. And so they would use a can, use a plastic bag, whatever. So without plastic bags, there's not a lot of, and there's not a lot of bathrooms and things like that that homeless people have easy access to. There was a widespread spread, and we found out that in Southern California, they had to actually start passing out bags to homeless populations and those other things. So Martin and Brevard counties in Florida are among 17 that are, quote, critically impacted by the hepatitis A virus. According to USA Today, they're the main concern for Florida Department of Health officials and the reason the state Surgeon General declared a public health emergency. Florida Surgeon General Dr. Scott Rifkes said Friday he believes the declaration will make people take the matter more seriously. The number of people diagnosed with Florida in Florida keeps increasing. So right now there's 10 cases per 100,000 people. And the 15 counties affected are Citrus, Glades, Hernando, Hillsborough, Lake Liberty, Manatee, Marion, Okeechobee, Orange, Pasco, Pinellas County, Sumter, Taylor, Volusia. And right now just across their state, they have 2,000 hepatitis A cases. And we talked about hepatitis A. Why would it be a public health emergency? Well, there's two reasons. One is hepatitis A affects the liver. It's a virus that affects the liver, can shut down the liver. We don't see as many cases of death and cancer with hepatitis A like you would with B and C, but still, it could cause vomiting, jaundice, liver failure. Hepatitis A is nothing to play around with. Symptoms could be nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, yellowing of the skin, because as the liver enzymes get killed and inflamed and destroyed, they break up, and their liver enzymes, secreted to the blood, and then your liver is supposed to be making bile. Bile helps break down food and fats. Well, if your liver's not working, then, and the bile doesn't have a nice, smooth path to do what it needs to do, you start getting buildup of those components, and you start getting this yellowish look to you. So whenever your friend looks yellow, you know, look at their whites of their eyes, look at their palms of their hands. If they have a yellow glow, they could have liver disease. Not necessarily hepatitis, but a liver disease. So we don't mess around with that. But when I hear of these public health emergencies, all right, you can't get hepatitis A technically by kissing somebody or sitting next to them on a bus. You have to be exposed to their, you know, you have to be exposed to something they, you know, might have, you know, had on their hands from the bathroom. And I apologize if any of you guys are eating breakfast or eating lunch or dinner, but these are things that, you know, we worry about with restaurants, et cetera, and ratings. And so what worries me is if there is a public health emergency, is it because A, people are washing their hands, and it's just not enough. B, people are unclean. C, we have some real half-assed, you know, protocols in restaurants. Or D, we have homeless populations that are growing and not, you know, being treated, contained, taken care of, and, you know, having access to healthy people, then getting them sick and spreading it that way. Not all hepatitis A cases are in homeless patients. So when we start getting outbreaks and clusters, we start having more brewing, more ability for a virus to mutate, And so, I agree with the state saying, okay, we got to clamp down. You know, we got to start, allocating funds, and we need to start educating the public. Now, I notice a lot of you guys don't wash hands. You'll shake hands. You won't wash hands. Glasses at a restaurant. I went out to eat. It was a great restaurant. You know, do I examine the glass to see if I see somebody else's lipstick on there? No. You know, do I check to see if the staff in the back are scratching? You know, some of the people most protected against these diseases are those of us who worked in a restaurant. I hate to say that because, you know, we've seen a lot. We've seen what people have done. And I don't want all of us to become, you know, obsessive compulsive about, you know, not touching anything anybody else has touched. We need to be exposed to other pathogens to gain our immunity. But there's a lot of crappy things out there. Now, I was at a conference this weekend. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. All right. We're going to lighten the, well, I'm going to teach you guys about poker next segment. All right. We'll lighten it up a little bit. But I was at the Tropicana Hotel. That's not where I play poker, but we had the Nevada Academy of Family Physician Conference. Great conference. And a lot of my students were there and students from the various medical schools, just UNR, UNLV, Toro. Fantastic job by the students. So proud of them. And fantastic job by faculty. And I was walking by to go back to my room, and there was a frozen yogurt machine. Just a machine there where you could put money in and you could order your frozen yogurt. Now, I didn't buy it because, again, you know, I need to lose weight. You guys have all seen me. And I got a little bit of curves that need to be a little flattened, can I just say? And so, no, I wasn't going to eat any more sweets, any more sugar. You know, but I'm looking at that as two things. Okay, one is that a safer way to get your frozen yogurt? If that machine is on an automatic cooling system, and alarms go off to the company if anything goes wrong, and the food is made sure it's fresh and it's changed appropriately, is that more of a protective way to get your food rather than a human serving you your ice cream? Or humans not cleaning out the machine well? And then the next thing I worry about is automation. Are we going to now get our ice cream by machines? My grandfather rode an ice cream bicycle, and he would bike through the neighborhood because he couldn't afford a truck. And he would sell ice cream. He had a cooler on his bike, and he would sell ice cream. That was like back in the 50s. He had to support his family. Good for him. And you would get the ice cream. It was hopefully packaged or whatever. And, and you would be served the ice cream, and you loved Ice Cream Man. I loved Ice Cream Man. I was like, oh, my God, see? They were usually a little terse, you know, because I wanted to talk to the Ice Cream Man about the ice cream. I was like, oh, my gosh, ice cream is so good. But then the ice cream melts. And then when the ice cream melts, I don't know what to do. And so what do you do? When the ice cream melts on you, do you have napkins? My mom says I always have to have napkins. You know, the ice cream man's like, okay, just take the ice cream and go. Little girl, I don't have time for this. But going to, Dairy Queen and Baskin Robbins and stuff, getting a sample of the ice cream. I mean, these are, look at Stranger Things, okay? That's kind of how we did it growing up. Now our food may be automatic. I'm wondering if our burgers are going to later be that way. And employers may be like, well, to hell with this. I mean, if I'm going to get sued for somebody getting hepatitis A, then yeah, let's automate. Which then will bring us back to the marijuana. If in my state you cannot fire somebody who uses marijuana because it's legal, which is understandable, how do you prevent somebody from coming to work, which they do have those protections? How do you prevent somebody coming to work high or having it in the system, and how do you assess marijuana high? If somebody used marijuana 3 days ago, is it still in the system? Is it still affecting them? So we're going to see a big, huge, again, we legalized faster than we prepared on how we're going to handle foodborne illness and work or medical mistakes and marijuana. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Dayton, Ohio say Sunday's mass shooter brought large amounts of ammo, but was killed by police before he could use it. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal talking about the ammo and casings they picked up.
If all of those were completely at full capacity, including the loose rounds found on the ground near him, as well as in a backpack that he carried, he would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
Following the shooting in Dayton and El Paso, Texas, President Trump addresses the nation and says we need to reform mental health laws.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So really quickly here, I just want to kind of give you guys, I always kind of give you guys some background, you know, on us doctors. And so you kind of get an idea, because some of you are scratching your heads on, you know, how do we feel about Medicare for all? And I was just at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. I'll tell you about poker. Oh, boy. Any of you guys saw my Facebook? Yeah, it was pretty interesting. We had a great poker tournament. I'll tell you guys about that in a second. But I was at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, which is the Nevada chapter of the American Academy of Family Physicians. And the American Academy of Family Physicians is basically the main group for us family docs, and not all primary care. Because you have, you know, you have nurse practitioners, you have PAs, you have internists, You have pediatricians, but the family medicine have their group, just like you have the American Academy of Pediatrics. You have the American Academy of Internal Medicine. And, no, we don't really make fun of each other. I mean, I crack some jokes, right? You know, I always like to, you know, because I have a lot of friends who are internists. So I like to kind of make some jokes, you know, about how, you know, they, you know, may leave a bigger carbon footprint than we do or something like that. But anyway, for the most part, we try to represent all doctors. Very difficult with us being so polarized politically. There was a very excellent talk on Medicare for All, just to kind of educate people on what that was. It did get political, but not too bad. I think everybody kind of realized we were just trying to educate what that was. What was my take or my, you know, feel of the landscape of doctors? I still think it's 50-50. I mean, I thought more doctors would be more conservative, you know, as a whole. But you're seeing a lot of kind of 50-50 on whatever we have isn't working. You know, whether you blame Obamacare or blame, you know, things that happened before Obamacare. And so, but the one thing that I saw united by doctors at this conference is we want to do something about the crappy deductibles, the crappy access to health care, the high drug costs, right? And the, you know, not being able, just because you have health insurance, not being able to, you know, see a doctor and get what you need, and wait times. So we all kind of agreed on that. The approach to that, just like in Congress, is, you know, just completely 180 across the spectrum on how our approach should be. Some people don't want people to make it worse. I mean, look at, I don't know if you guys watched the Democratic debates last week, but Biden wanted to double down on Obamacare. Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders want to do Medicare for All. Trump and his people are trying to, you know, I guess, you know, well, let's do something with drug costs. Let's try to piecemeal, try to fix things, which is kind of more my approach. You can't just fix everything all in one shot. So I wish I could tell you, coming back from this conference, that doctors are united to, you know, for this, you know, platform or this platform, but they're not. People really, really disagree with what has happened or what is about to happen or what hasn't happened. And, you know, so if it was that simple as the doctors getting together saying, all right, guys, this is what we want. So this is a bill, you know, we need to make. We might actually have a better healthcare system now. But the thing is, you know, doctors in general aren't very political. And I think the reason why, you don't have a lot of political people out there, but not, you won't really, you know, see us grouped together and unite as one, is because, again, we're of all different political factions. And number two, a doctor goes for broke. We shoot for success every time. We do not ever half-ass anything. If I want to knock out an infection, I'm going to give you the antibiotic that I think is going to work the best for you. I'm not going to do a half dose to play around with it. No. If I'm going to treat your depression, I'm going to treat your depression. If I'm going to treat your diabetes, I'm going to commit and treat your diabetes. So when it comes to healthcare, if you're asking a bunch of doctors, can you fix healthcare? And they're like, but I don't know how this will work. I don't think it'll work. Doctors, some doctors are really reluctant to try to fix something that they can't. Because we're trained and we're exhaustingly on a daily basis trying to do hits and successes all the time. And if we have a failure, it really hits us hard. I can't speak for all doctors, but if you pick a treatment that doesn't work, it's rare. But that, you feel bad. You can't recoup. And so imagine you trying to be in charge for the whole healthcare system. Nobody wants to be wrong. Doctors never want to be wrong. And you will be when it comes to healthcare, because you can't give everybody the farm. So then you have to triage. We do in the ER, we have to triage. It was hard to triage. You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to help him, but, you know, hopefully you're steady and you're stable. And thank God I never lost a patient in the ER from improper triaging. But when it comes to healthcare, we're going to be triaging. And nobody wants to make that decision. You know, citizens come first. Women and children come first. immigrants come first. Nobody is going to want to make that decision. And that's why you don't see as many doctors up there like we need to. Now, poker tournaments. Let's talk to you guys about poker. How many guys play poker? I know. Me, I did video poker doesn't count. We're not talking video poker. We're talking text and hold'em. I mean, sitting there at a tournament. So with the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, they always have a poker tournament. And I always, you know, put money in. It goes to charity, you know, the foundation that helps, you know, with kids and vaping and smoking and, you know, primary care positions for doctors and things like that. So I don't mind giving my donation of, you know, $65 or whatever the buy-in was. Well, so I'm playing poker, and I'm kind of stinking at it. And somebody decides to forfeit and give me their chips. And it really wasn't a lot of chips, but at least I could still play in the game, and then you get free drinks, you know, when you play. And somebody had told me that whenever you do the blind and then the double blind, the big blind and little blind, okay, when you put money in, you're going to have to kind of use some cojones to play those cards. But if you don't put money in, if you don't like your cards, throw them. So I was doing that. I had like a 5 and a 4, so I got rid of them. And then Texas Hold'em is where you get 2 cards, and then they play, they pull down 3, then 4, then 5. And then based on what you have, you might have full house, three of a kind. Well, he throws down 2 fives. I could have had a 3 of a kind. But so anyway, I realized that it doesn't matter how low the cards are. Sometimes there could be some good cards, and you could have some good hands. But I'm throwing all my low cards down. Well, I decide to Facebook Live me playing poker for you guys. So you guys can see what a poker tournament looks like. So I get a 2 and a 4. But I'm like, well, I'm going to bluff. So I'm telling everybody I have 2 aces. Okay, which, by the way, is not proper form. Okay, you don't want to sit there and tell everybody you have 2 aces. Okay, that's kind of rude. They know you're lying. But I was Facebook Living the tournament, and the pit boss didn't give me any crap because, you know, it was for charity. So they start throwing down cards, and I'm trying to, I'm not even paying attention because I have a 2 and a 4. What's that going to do? And so they put down the 3rd card. One was an ace. One was a 3. One was a jack. Okay, so I know I'm losing, but nobody's betting. Nobody's calling. So it's just call. It's just nobody's putting extra money in. So I bank call, and they put all 5 cards down. So they say, show your cards. Okay, so I'm just videotaping, Facebook Live-ing me losing. I throw my 2 and my 4 down, and apparently the dealer says I had a flush. I end up winning this whole hand, the whole table, right? I mean, not the whole tournament yet, because my 2 and a 4 were, I believe, spades. And there was a whole bunch of spades on the table. So I ended up getting a flush, and I ended up winning. So, and then I was like, oh my God, I was bluffing, oh my gosh. So anyway, I was really, really surprised. I lost my cool. And it's all on tape, on video. But you might think you have a crappy deck of cards, hand of cards, you know, be dealt with some crappy cards. And, you know, sometimes just, you know, focus on the good. Focus on something that makes you happy. And sometimes those cards just end up working for you. I ended up winning the tournament 2nd place. So I won a few $100s. And, oh, yeah, always tip the dealer and, you know, yeah, and stuff. And so, yeah, I gave some money to the guy that gave me his chips. But it was, I've never won a poker tournament before. I got 2nd place, baby. 2nd place. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So state health officials now say 11 Wisconsin teenagers, and young adults have been hospitalized with lung damage that has been linked to vaping. While we're waiting for data and longitudinal studies and people to try to prove how much safer vaping is than smoking, which it is probably safer, anecdotally, we are hearing from doctors and hospitals saying, okay, you know, these, it's kind of hurting the lungs. We don't, may not have, you know, 20 years worth of data, but listen to us. So the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin said 8 teens were being treated for serious lung damage last month. Now it's risen to 11. Health officials say they all suffered serious, severe respiratory illness, some of which they said was so bad that these teenagers had to be put on breathing machines, ventilators within the ICU. We talked about last week how there are chemicals that are not only within the vape fluid, which FDA might think is safe, but when heated, they turn into noxious chemicals. So, experts are saying we got to avoid this. And I mean, I'm wondering if it's going to take somebody saying it's as bad as tobacco. No one's going to do that because they can't put their money on that. Now, Juul, under a lot of fire, because Juul is one of the number one manufacturers of vaping devices and has been accused of marketing to teenagers. It's one of the most favorite vehicles for kids to vape because it looks like a real sleek little thumb drive. And so the company wants to show that its products are aimed at adults and not teens. So this company, which, again, I need to, do you guys know what Juul's company relationship is to Big Tobacco? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody once told me, one of my listeners told me where the relationship was. I don't know if it's a subsidiary or if, but if I was Big Tobacco and I saw the writing on the wall, I would make a smoking substitute, because telling people to just quit smoking without dealing with a nicotine addiction leads to a huge demand for something. So that's why I thought that the vaping and the e-cigs came out. It was from the influence of tobacco companies. Well, Juul made a lot of money. They exploded in the last few years because their devices were exactly what people wanted. The only thing is they are not allowed to target to kids under 18. So what they're doing is they're making an app which requires users to be over 18. The product is called the Juul C1, and it pairs with an Android-only app via Bluetooth. Now, it's been launched in the UK after they trialed it in Canada, and it's being reported by the Financial Times. And it records data, or it records data on when and where it is used, and keeps track of how many puffs a user takes. This tracks their average smoking habits. I actually like that from a medical standpoint. You know how we watch our steps on our iWatch? And we go, okay, well, I need to do a few more, you need a few more. Or we watch our calories. Why not have some sort of an app looking at what we smoke? And if these things can be digitalized, that's a great vehicle to give you data. It also has connectivity features like a locator to find your vape if you lose it, and a device lock to prevent anyone other than you from using your device. Now, I like the way that sounds. I don't want people sharing devices, spreading germs. I lose my phone, and my Apple Watch tells me where it is, and vice versa. So this could be pretty good. It's expensive, I think, but still pretty good. Because there's going to have to be on each device the electronics that can connect with your app. So they say a big part of the push towards tracking is to keep the product out of the hands of teenagers. E-cigs do carry health risks, cancer, heart disease. FDA is concerned that teens who vape are more likely to start smoking cigarettes. Well, I've seen kids who vape skip the cigarette. They're going straight to marijuana. Now, San Francisco has banned e-cigs altogether, but the C1 app uses facial recognition and a two-step background check to verify a user's age. So that prevents teenagers from lying, probably even fake IDing and using the device. Recent reports suggest Juul is considering introducing geofencing, which would prevent its product from being used in certain areas, such as in and around schools. Geofencing, that sounds cool. While the C1 doesn't currently do these things, moving vape towards app connectivity will allow Juul to implement these. Now, of course, teens could avoid the C1 and other smart vapes, and they could try to get other, but at least Juul can say, well, my product has this software, and if they could prove that their software is successful at tracking, etc., they might get people off their back. I don't think so, because, you know, there's big companies, there's money, and people want to sue. So according to Bloomberg, Juul is planning to release Bluetooth-controlled vapes internationally, and the product should come to U.S. soon. So this could be pretty damn cool. Unless you don't want to be trapped. If you don't want your private nicotine habit being in the cybersphere, you might not like this, nor the average student. And now, get this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're hearing in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, ironically, that they are no longer hiring in the city, like city workers, people who use nicotine or tobacco. City officials say they want to encourage a healthier workplace and environment and save money. They say studies indicate that employees that smoke cost approximately an additional $6,000 per year in direct medical costs and lost productivity. That's according to Kenneth Couch, the city's director of human resources. Now, leaders of labor unions say that this could be a slippery slope, and it could lead to employees facing more scrutiny about, let's say, obesity, or tattoos, or I don't know, whatever. Well, if that person gets ink, they could be at higher risk of getting hepatitis, and, you know, but see, right now, it is full range to go anti-tobacco. We can discriminate right now in this country against nobody unless you're a smoker. If you're a smoker, you have to be segregated and you have to pay more in taxes. So now, you won't get a job either. Now, as a doctor, I'm not a fan of secondhand smoke. But I'm also not a fan of treating any U.S. citizen differently from anybody else. And so we basically discriminate against smokers. Now, on the employer side of things, if they're going to be forced to pay your insurance and forced to pay high taxes per employee, then do they have a right to butt into your health care? Most of us say, no, keep the employer out of health care. Well, then if you want to keep an employer out of health care, don't make them pay. I mean, I don't want an employer knowing anything about my birth control or, you know, any hormones I need or any medications I need, but then I better not be asking him to pay for my health insurance. You know, I mean, like FMLA, when we ask for time off from work, you know, we think we have privacy. No, human resources needs a diagnosis. They need to know, why are we giving you time off work? So we really don't have that kind of privacy. So Oakley's union, he's president of the Dayton Fraternal Order Police Lodge, says they have 365 police employees. Employees already working for the city won't be affected by the new policy, but new officials would be. So they think right now Ann Suffrage, president of the AFSCME Local 101, thinks employees' weight could be the next health factor. Yeah. If you have somebody overweight, they may be at higher risk for back pain, diabetes, heart disease. So will they be discriminated against? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.